last night, the Garden City Public Schools Board of Education held their regularly scheduled meeting and recognized theater students, as well as the Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America students from Garden City High School. Theater students just got back a couple of weeks ago from international competition that they held up in Nebraska and did their Hamlet for the group up there. So congratulations to them. Actually, I think it was national competition. FCCLA had a competition as well, Anaheim, California. Really interesting. Did really great at the competition. They talked a lot about that with the students and how successful our students have been the last number of years going to the national competitions. But what they thought was interesting is it's done a little different in the state of Kansas compared to other states. We have district competition as well as state competition, and then you go on to the national competition. Other states just have state competition, and then they go on. So it's a little more difficult here, and you have a couple more hoops to get through, but that kind of hones their skills, and that's what makes them successful at the national competition. So congratulations to all those students for a job well done and earning all of their those awards and accolades. Heard an update from the SEL support team. Glenda LaBarbera, who's the assistant superintendent, talked about that. Really, it's a support for our students and staff, and really helping them succeed. And that'll be starting to ramp up, getting some community members, and we'll be looking for those to get onto this this team. So more information will be coming out as we move forward on that. They also heard about the Summer Math Academy and Literacy Summit. The Math Academy had 47 participants. 30 of those were new attendees to the academy, and then the Literacy Summit had over 105 participants, and a number of speakers, nationally recognized speakers at both events, and just giving those participants a very good footing and grounding of not only literacy but math as well, and helping them get those support mechanisms to help those teachers and staff members move forward in educating our students. So again, very good information presented, and a lot of participants at those events. They approved the board policy GAHB, which is the political policy for staff wanting to look at running for political office. They've discussed this for about a month or so. Really, what the policy, what they did with the policy is just kind of clean up the language on it, so it made it a little bit more understandable.